This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Memphis police chief has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit after some of its officers beat black motorist Tyree Nichols to death. The chief on Saturday cited a cloud of dishonor from newly released video of the fatal encounter. The police director, C.J. Davis, acted a day after the harrowing video emerged. She said she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a series of punishments against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed seven Israelis and wounded five others. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It's also threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which seven people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iran's defense ministry says that one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement carried by the state-run IRNA news agency says the attack occurred late Saturday and caused minor damage to a rooftop. It says three drones were shot down by Iranian air defenses. State media also reported a fire at an oil refinery near the Iranian city of Tabriz. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina on Saturday. The appearances in the early voting states mark the first campaign event since Trump announced his latest run more than 2 months ago. He tells party leaders in New Hampshire that they're starting right here, and he says he's more committed now than ever. A sluggish start to a campaign he announced in November has left many questioning his commitment to running again. The opening events come at a critical point as rivals prepare their own expected challenges. Pope Francis has clarified his recent comments about homosexuality and sin, saying he was merely referring to official Catholic moral teachings that any sexual act outside of marriage is a sin. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa.
In a note Friday, Francis recalled that even his black and white teaching is subject to circumstances that might eliminate the sin altogether. Francis first made the comments in an interview January 24th with the Associated Press, in which he declared that laws criminalizing homosexuality were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. His comments calling for the decriminalization of homosexuality were hailed by LGBTQ advocates as a milestone that would help end harassment and violence against LGBTQ persons. But his reference to sin raised questions about whether he believed that merely being gay was itself a sin. Some 67 countries or jurisdictions worldwide criminalize consensual same-sex activity, 11 of which can or do impose a death penalty. I'm Sarah Naffa.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports municipal planners say it would be a historical change if the center of the U.S. population continues to gravitate toward the South.
A demographer at the Brookings Metro think tank, William Fry, wants to see if this trend of people heading south is related to the pandemic or if it has legs through the rest of this decade. He says some of that has to do with getting away from the big, dense coastal metros to go somewhere else. And a big wild card is immigration, which was responsible for most of the southern growth in 2022.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Authorities say that three people were killed, four others wounded in a shooting in a multi-million dollar short-term rental home in Los Angeles early Saturday. That shooting happened just after 2:30 in the morning in the upscale Beverly Crest neighborhood. Los Angeles police say the three who were killed were in a vehicle. The sergeant says investigators don't have any information on suspects in those shootings. Two people who were shot, taken to the hospital in private vehicles, and two were transported by ambulance. He says two victims are in stable condition and are listed, and two others are listed in critical. This is the sixth mass shooting in California.